Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, take it easy. We're going on the air.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily here on KFH. Jacob Albrock, Tommy Caster, Paul Savage sticking around. We're all enjoying some Prairie Fire coffee, as we do always here at our Odyssey family of studios. They keep us fueled up, charged up, and ready to roll through Sports Daily. We appreciate that. I go through a couple of the viewer comments throughout the show here, and we'll play a little catch-up. Seth, who I believe is the great listener, viewer, who warned me about taking a sledgehammer to my driveway to get rid of some of this ice.
Yeah.
He says he broke down and bought an ice scraper from Amazon the other day. I assume Seth then messaged me privately and was trying to go through some of the tips and things that he's seen. He's got the same issue I've had with our driveway. Hopefully today's the day, Seth. Hopefully today is the day.
He was warning you against a sledgehammer. He was warning you a flamethrower, like all the different things you wanted to do to try to get that ice off your driveway. It's a good thing that he chimed in, because you probably would have had a pretty broken up and bad shape driveway.
Yep. If that doesn't encapsulate the rage that I feel for the ice in front of my house, know that I was ready to go find a flamethrower, whatever it takes, because it's insanity out there. Rick, when we were talking the Shockers, said he had Memphis -9.5. Oh man, he took it live in his parlay, and that killed. I know another guy. Won't name names here, that took Memphis live at 8.5. Didn't cover. Who was it yesterday? It was Curtis, Chris, I think, that asked us. No, it was Austin on X asked us yesterday. Do you take the Shockers +13? I didn't like either side of it. I almost always like the Shockers with that big a number, though, because of what we talked about there. You know, they're capable of hanging around and doing these things. So hopefully everybody, is making money out there. Hopefully everybody makes a little money with the Chiefs and the Bills. We've talked about it from the betting angles. We've talked about it from the strategic angles. I'm curious to get your take on this, Paul. I actually think the Texans' defensive game plan against the Chiefs was pretty good. They made a lot of mistakes that cost them the game, but the Chiefs' offense wasn't running away with that one last week. Do you take anything away from that if you're the Bills? Because it's pretty hard to stomach the idea of letting Travis Kelce eat the way he did. But in totality, it was a decent, overall offense for the Chiefs. Like, if you're the Texans, I don't think you look at your defensive performance in that game and think that's the reason it cost you.
Well, if you're the Chiefs, you're going to look at the game with the Texans, and you're going to say, we've got to do better at pass protection. Don't you think that was a part of the problem with some of the sacks, with some of the hurries? It was obvious that Mahomes was not comfortable sitting in the pocket, because he couldn't sit in the pocket. He had to move around in the pocket. He had to pop out of the pocket here and there. And that, to me, that is the difference of this game. If you're the Bills, you're thinking to yourself, well, we're just as good, if not better, than the Texans when it comes to pass rush. And if you're the Bills, obviously you've got to get Mahomes not comfortable in the pocket. Comfortable in the pocket for a Mahomes means that he's going to score some points, run up some yardage. To me, that's one of the keys of this game. How much pressure can the Bills get on Patrick Mahomes? I think that's one of the big deals.
I think, Tommy, to that point, like, I don't think you can expect a better performance from the Chiefs' offensive line than what they gave you in that game or any game, because that's not what they're good at. They haven't all year. They've been better than bad recently since they moved Joe Tooney out there, and all the credit in the world to Joe Tooney. Like, if we look at this season and the Chiefs win another Super Bowl, I think there is a very real case to be made that Joe Tooney has been as valuable as any Chief in making that happen, because that move has allowed them to at least look more like themselves than they were for a large portion of the season.
Yeah, I think it just shows how low that bar is, you know, because it was down at the very bottom. It's not like Joe Tooney is, you know, playing lights out left tackle. Because that's not his natural position. And
he hasn't done it since college.
And he's an all pro at left guard. And so that is obviously that's not an ideal situation to move your all pro left guard to a position that it's not his natural position. And then you're losing his ability to be more interior on the line. The bar was set very low, and he's doing just enough so it can be better and, you know, at least help, you know, Patrick Mahomes not get killed. I would love to know, you know, Paul, you've been a longtime offensive line coach.
Defensive line coach.
But I know how you game plan against offensive lines
all
the time.
That is correct.
You know, again, Joe Tooney's not lighting the world on fire, but it was out of necessity that the Chiefs had to move him. What kind of downgrade do you think that causes the Chiefs by not having Tooney play in his natural position?
Well, I mean, obvious for any player at the NFL level, everybody he's going to face is a great athlete. It's going to be athletic. He's going to be quick. He's going to be strong. I mean, they have all the same tools in the NFL because they're paid football players. But with that being said, the best thing that you can do is just put your body in between wherever the defensive lineman is and the quarterback is. Put your body in between them and leave it there. And that is probably the best thing that you could do. You know, just keep it simple. Try to keep the pocket intact. Try to keep the pocket at a point where you don't have to step up very far. If you're a quarterback in the Super Bowl or a quarterback in the finals, just, you know, there are certain things that you have to do. But the problem is there's a reason that there are only four teams left in the playoffs. These four teams have the ability to rush the football, and that is, rush the passer for the football. So with that being said, you got to figure this out, and you got to figure it out by Sunday. There's no question about that. But the Chiefs will. They're used to this. This is the NFL. But I'll tell you what, it's going to be a fascinating game, and I'm going to tell you right now, it could come down right to the point, who has the best protection. Which team is it that has the best protection? That might be the team, fellas, that wins this game. I mean, it could just
in a game simply where mistakes are amplified. Yeah, totally. But I'll say this too: the both teams and more importantly, both quarterbacks have this X factor of if that happens, they make huge plays. Look at the last time the Chiefs played the Bills. The back-breaking play was a fourth down play where Josh Allen did feel pressure and then ended up running for a long touchdown. How many times have we seen Patrick Mahomes make huge plays in games with his legs? I can tell you right now that one of the, you know, bets I'll make, like a parlay type bet within the game, is that both of these quarterbacks rush over their total. Because I think you're right, Paul. I think the pressure on the quarterback is such a big factor, but Chris Jones said it yesterday. Buffalo's running the ball so effectively, but a lot of that comes from Josh Allen. It's not the same as when you're rushing CJ Stroud, because Josh Allen will take off and kill you if you're not, what is it called, Paul, in your world, disciplined in your assignment?
Yeah.
Like if you're not disciplined in your assignment and you just go try to get this guy, he's going to run away from you.
You've got rush alleys. There's certain areas that you've got to rush in because everybody's got their area. You take those away, so you limit where the quarterback can go is really what you're saying, Jacob. And that's well stated, I think, on your part. And I get it. I understand that. And that's what this game may come down to. You've got two all-pro quarterbacks. You've got two offensive lines. One's better than the other. That kind of gives you a little hint as to where this game could end up going. And I think that might be if the Chiefs lose this game, it's going to be because the offensive line did not give protection. I'm just giving you the headline right now. I'm going to just give you that Patrick Mahomes tried
that's
to create.
Lost the Super Bowl to the Buccaneers.
That's right. And this is part of the problem right now with the Chiefs. They've got a small window on being successful. And when you have an inferior to the other team's offensive line, it's a real advantage for the Bills right now, because guys, their offensive line, I think, is better than the Chiefs at this point. And I think that's a real
advantage. It is at pass in pass block.
In pass rush. Yeah, I mean,
nobody's
pass block,
line is better than the Chiefs in the middle.
No,
nobody's.
No, but but I'm just saying this is going to be an interesting game. And you know, all the time we talk about controlling the line of scrimmage, whoever has the most success in this football game on the line of scrimmage, I mean, this is really for every football game, but in this game in particular, this is a particular game where this might be said. Whoever controls the middle on both sides of the ball in this game is going to win this football game, guys. Two good quarterbacks, good receivers, good defenses, great pass rush on both sides. This is going to be whoever controls the middle is going to win this game.
You think it's a time of possession thing, taking that, Tommy, as simple as that? Whoever controls that part of the game? Because I do agree that it'll sort of be the Bills' run game versus the Chiefs' short passing game, which sort of is their run game. Like that's the, you know, whoever does that better. I agree with that. Whichever team is better at that particular thing will probably be the winner here. I just don't see, Tommy, at this point, the way these teams are playing, either team coming out, making a bunch of mistakes and turning the ball over.
Yeah, I'm not sure it's as simple as just a ball control game. I think that that's going to be a part of it for sure. You know, and who can keep the time of possession on their side and all of that. But I do think that even though both of these teams have done a pretty good job at limiting mistakes, I think that there will be, like, there's at least going to be one turnover, right? At least
one.
If not two. And it's going to be, you know, I think whichever team can take advantage of that is going to be the team combined with the time of possession, you know, that will ultimately prevail in this game. I think that you can combine a ball control type thing and a team that, you know, can well time some kind of turnover. And I think that's ultimately going to, you know, result in the win.
Yeah. You know, listening to Tommy kind of reminded me of something, Jacob. You know, a bet I would like to seen us make on that Kansas City Bills game. I would have loved to have seen us make a bet over under Kelce's catches, not yards, but catches. I think that would have been, I think, and maybe if the Chiefs get to the Super Bowl, that might be a bet we want to take a look at doing, because I think that's an interesting bet. And one of the things that we've got to talk about with regards to this particular game on Sunday between the Bills and the Chiefs is Kelce. How important he's going to be. Jacob, you kind of, you know, refreshed my memory when you said, you know, it's going to be the short passing game with the Chiefs. Well, if the Chiefs
six
are going,
and a half, by the way, is that number
six and a half? Oh gosh, that's a tough number. Would you go over? Or
I'd go under. I think.
I think I would too. And I don't want to. But the point is that you kind of made me think about that. How important is Kelce to this short game with the passing game? Because you're right, Jacob. There's going to be a certain amount of rushing will be replaced by, you know, those 5 yards out, those little 8 yard curls, or those little short, shallow.
That's what the Chiefs
slants.
Have done all year, late in the year. Once they could finally block it up and they got their receivers back, like that's what they've done.
Right.
So it's not like we haven't seen that. But the last thing for me, and then we got to take a break. Like what we saw the Lions do, what we saw the Ravens do, which was just make a ton of mistakes in their games. I find it highly, highly unlikely either of these teams will make a ton of mistakes in this game, whether that's key drops, whether that's turnovers, whether that whatever it is, these are the two most disciplined like teams. And that's a big, big part of it. That's a part of the reason everyone thinks the Chiefs get all the calls, right? Yeah. Is because a big reason for their success this year has been how disciplined they've been this year. Can we just not have the refs have any part of this outcome? Because I don't have the energy for that.
The refs are a part of every outcome in the NFL.
Can we not have a missed face mask or one of the, like, can we just, I don't have the energy for that. All right, we'll come back. We'll wrap up Sports Daily for the week next.